You know, the two of you sitting here, I'm talking about technology of today and the tools that Tom at Wallace Engineering is able to use, and the internet and the technology that you did not have to use.
True.
I know you've lived a full life, and we probably don't often wish we lived in another time, but do you have some envy that you could have used some of that technology?
Well, I don't think so. I think we're very satisfied with what we're doing. But you're right. It seemed to us right off the bat that computers made a tremendous difference because you could explore possibilities and design structures that were not anticipated during my career. You mentioned Frank Gehry or some other prominent architects of this time. That's as it should be. Technologies change, and we would expect architecture to be responsive to that change and be able to express it. So it is a different period and one that I was kind of at the edge of,
Yeah.
not the beginning of.
And Tom, for you're young enough to have seen it be born and become part of your business.
Yes.
And now you're right in the middle of it all.
Yes, and I'm very envious that I'm maybe more towards the end than the middle of it. And I've seen technology go from handheld calculators as a major tool to computers. Some of the things that I'm very envious of in the future are the various ways that you can build a building in virtual reality. Today, if you have the right skills, you can design a building and walk through it in virtual reality that wasn't possible many years ago. But there are some other things that are starting to happen, like buildings that move. There are some sculptures that I think a Swedish sculptor, can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but they were called strand walkers that are made out of PVC and originally out of bamboo. They catch the wind and they walk across the earth. And there are some people that have proposed buildings that walk to other locations. There are already buildings in the Middle East that turn like a cam on a center shaft so that you can wake up to the sunrise and be in another room at sunset and adjust that sort of thing. There's some great architects in Seattle that have just renovated the Space Needle and put a lot of engineering effort into it that I'm envious of, that it's a whole glass floor now that rotates 360 degrees. So you can, I presume, I haven't been there yet, you can have dinner sitting at a table several hundred feet above the ground and look down and see the Experience Music project that we were fortunate enough to work on. I think it's called something else now, where the Space Needle is located. Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to see computers be a significant part of architecture and engineering, but it is at such infancy now, 20 or 30 years from now. Just trying to imagine what can be done with architecture and having architecture and engineering be part of our design philosophy. I went to the Oklahoma State University School of Architecture 100-year anniversary several years ago, and there were already several people that I went to school with working on what's called net zero buildings, buildings that use zero energy. It's just an exciting time. And in the same way that Bob's generation, in some ways, made society progress and improve with architecture, and like the Eames did, I can see architects and engineers having a positive impact on the future
Very
more and
true.
more because of computers and using that technology that really isn't available yet.
Exciting. Very exciting.
It's fun to hear these two generations here, and the generations that will listen to this 30, 40 years from now, we'll hear what you're talking about. You're just thinking about it and hoping to see it, but they are able to take it to areas that you and I in this room never even thought you could.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Quickly,